I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There was violence in Cairo today. Supporters of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak attacked anti-government protesters gathered in Tahrir Square. The protesters have been demanding that Mubarak leave power for over a week now. The anti-government demonstrations began as a grassroots effort with no clear leader. That's been part of the appeal for many Egyptians. But now, with confrontation in the air, the lack of clear leadership could become a liability. Hours before the clashes in Tahrir Square, Egyptian opposition leaders met in an office right off the square to find a common strategy. Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo.
The meeting was at the offices of Ayman Nour's Al-Red party. Nour ran against President Mubarak in 2005. He was subsequently jailed on charges of forgery. Well Nawara is a leading figure in Nour's party. He says no one in the opposition trusts President Mubarak's recent promises of political reform.
President Mubarak was referring yesterday in his speech to some elections. But elections without having parties, without having anybody to represent the people, are useless elections. There is no political life to speak of. What can we hope of elections to bring? So we totally reject this idea of this current regime doing the change that's required. This is another ploy and it's another trick, and we don't accept that. What we accept is that we negotiate once President Mubarak makes it clear that he will step down in a matter of hours or days, and not definitely not in weeks or months.
The demonstrations have succeeded in doing what, after decades of Mubarak in power, seemed impossible, uniting the disparate opposition groups. Mohammed El-Beltagi is a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He took part in today's meeting to represent the banned Islamist opposition group.
We're a coalition of all political forces, liberal, nationalist, leftist, Islamist. We all share a common fate and have a common demand, the departure of President Mubarak.
Nobel laureate Mohammed El-Baradei wasn't at the meeting this morning, but others there said he is in close contact with them. They say El-Baradei has the credibility and international profile to act as a figurehead and negotiator for the opposition. Sakina Fouad is the vice president of the Democratic Front for Change, a liberal party that hasn't been recognized by the government. Like all the other political figures here today, she says she's only a messenger. The real leaders of the protests have been young people and average Egyptians.
We're following the demands of the street, of the people, of the young. They've paid the highest price: unemployment, oppression, emergency law, arrests. We want what all free people want. We want a rotation of power. We want real democracy. We want elections without fraud. Is that wrong?
It may not be wrong, but there is a real question of whether it's realistic, even with millions of people taking to the streets and Egypt's president seemingly against the ropes. Again, Wael Nawara from the Al-Red party.
There is a high level of communication and coordination with various groups in the square, and also in other squares and other cities. But I would be totally lying if I said that this is an organized movement. This is not an organized movement. This is a people's movement. It's a revolution. We try our best to provide assistance, political cover, media cover, logistical cover. Some people volunteer medical services. Everybody's trying to do what they can.
But as protesters cowered in Tahrir Square late today, the euphoria of the last week replaced with fear, the possibility for a real revolution suddenly seemed as improbable as ever. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.